Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I mean, when were you last in the UK?
A few years ago.
Exactly. So I live there. I'm there the whole time. That is nonsense.
You live out a cloistered existence.
No, I don't, actually. And the numbers also disprove what you say.
All right, everybody. Finally, Democrats in Congress are making a move to investigate Andrew and Tristan Tate's connections to the Trump family and Trump administration. We have relentlessly been covering these connections on this channel over the past week, and I am still uncovering more and more. Not only was Andrew Tate straight up friends with Barron Trump after Andrew had admitted to being a pimp and basically sex trafficking on camera, not only was he friends with Don Jr., but people all across the Trump administration had tried to help Andrew Tate get off these charges in a top-down manner in 2025. It worked, but only temporarily, because last week, Andrew and Tristan Tate were arrested in Miami and are now sitting in shackles in solitary confinement and set to be extradited to the United Kingdom very, very soon. Democratic Representative Yasemin Ansari is doing a great job of leading the way. She wrote a letter to the Oversight Committee on Accountability, and she said this: Dear Chairman Comer, I write to respectfully request that the Committee on Oversight and Accountability immediately open an investigation into potential political interference and improper conduct by the federal government regarding the criminal prosecution of U.S. British citizens Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate. The two individuals have been handed down 38 sex-related criminal charges in the United Kingdom, in addition to charges in Romania. Recent reporting and public disclosures raise extremely grave national security, diplomatic and ethical concerns about whether political networks in the president's orbit, including members of his family and other public officials, leverage their influence to shield these men who are facing grave criminal indictments on human trafficking, sexual assault, and exploitation of minors. Shockingly, the Tate brothers and their representatives have successfully cultivated ties with conservative political figures and Republican members of Congress, including meeting with Congressman Wesley Hunt in Washington, D.C., as recently as last week. Meeting with Paolo Zampoli as recently as last week before they got arrested. They are close to Paul Ingrassia because he is their former lawyer, and then he got a job in the Trump admin and directly lobbied for the Tates to get off their charges about a year ago. We have the proof for all of this. Most egregiously, investigative reports have detailed direct, extensive communications between Andrew Tate and Barron Trump, the president's son, as well as the Tate brothers' broader interactions with high-profile political figures within the president's personal circle. The committee must investigate whether back-channel communications between the Tate brothers, presidential advisors, and members of the first family, such as Barron Trump, influenced official actions or administration policy regarding criminal prosecution in the investigation of the brothers. Now, we have been talking about this relentlessly over the past week, and I think we've done our fair share. I think you and I, all of the Macro Media team, the people who have been reporting on this in independent media, have done the work of pushing this into the mainstream. Now this is turning into a legitimate investigation. So shout out to Yasemin Ansari. Shout out to everybody who has been covering this. We need to keep talking about this because the admin has repeatedly covered up for these types of sex criminals. I mean, once is too much, of course. But when you notice a pattern of, you know, Matt Gaetz, the representative from Florida, having his investigation covered up by Republicans, and then he resigns. The Epstein files being covered up by Republicans. This being covered up by Republicans. The pattern becomes pretty damn obvious, and it's our duty as Americans to call this out. So let me read the thread that I wrote on Twitter that is going viral right now. If you appreciate these videos and the coverage that we do, make sure you drop a like. It's the best way to help punch back against these right-wing algorithms. And by the way, in just one moment, I'm going to show you a clip of Elon Musk himself doing an interview with The Economist and getting absolutely rolled by this reporter. She does an absolutely great job. It's the editor-in-chief, Zanny Minton-Bedos, basically debating Elon Musk on UK politics. And Elon tries to claim that he doesn't support far-right figures. But the reality is, Elon Musk supported Andrew Tate. Elon Musk sent affirming, praising tweets about Andrew Tate when Andrew announced his bid for prime minister in 2025. I want you to think about this for a moment. Even after Andrew Tate had been charged with crimes in multiple countries like human trafficking and rape a few years back in Romania, the United Kingdom, even investigations in the United States, he still successfully infiltrated his way into the right-wing orbits. People like Elon, Barron, they were just communicating with him. They were openly praising him on Twitter, saying, he's not wrong. When Andrew Tate announced his bid for prime minister, it's all just such a joke. I wrote this on Twitter. It says, breaking. Leaked Andrew Tate texts are looking very bad for the Trump admin. And by the way, we have more Andrew Tate texts of him actually carrying out the sex trafficking and him carrying out the manipulation. It's all despicable. We're going to cover this all. But first, texts from Andrew Tate revealed that a Trump admin official directly intervened on the Tate brothers' behalf in early 2025 to stall the sex trafficking investigation. Quote, I had word from the Trump admin that they're on top of things, wrote Andrew Tate via text. Tate's former lawyer, Paul Ingracia, is now a Trump admin official and is the one who requested the Tate brothers' devices be returned to them. You may remember Paul Ingracia from his leaked text last year in which he said he, quote, has a Nazi streak and uses old slurs. J.D. Vance still follows the Tate brothers on Twitter. Barron is friends with them. All of this happened after Andrew admitted to being a pimp on camera. This is the Republican Party now. I'm a young dude who loves America, and I hate seeing it hijacked by these hateful, abusive degenerates. Here's Andrew Tate in 2025 saying, the Tates will be free. Trump is the president. Well, guess what? It's a year and a half later. Trump is the president, and the Tates are not free. And now the Trump admin is struggling to explain this.
Donald Trump Jr. and I speak to each other. When I met Donald Trump Jr., he said, if you're around on these dates, I might be free for half an hour. And I was in Romania, and I flew there, and I spent hex amount of thousands of dollars, and it paid off.
And I'm very close to the Trump family. I know them well, and I spoke to Barron after the incident, and I look forward to, once I am free, being with Donald Trump in person and reminding him that he's a bulletproof badass.
Is President Trump or the administration, do they have any plans to intervene in the extradition process for the Tate brothers?
No.
I mean, they already intervened. The reality is, they already intervened in the process a year ago, and it got so bad that the United Kingdom still went forward with the charges, because they should have. They are literally rape charges, 19 child porn charges, 3 human trafficking charges, 3 assault charges, 17 rape and sexual assault charges. This brings me on to Elon Musk. I need to point out that Elon Musk is somebody who also praised Andrew Tate. Praised Andrew Tate's politics. Elon Musk has 250 million followers on Twitter, endless amounts of money. He's a trillionaire, quite literally. And he is using this money and influence and attention, the attention economy, to spread right-wing lies and propaganda. And he gets called out for it right here. He tries to claim that he's not endorsing far-right figures. He's not pushing far-right ideology. But Andrew Tate is somebody who quite literally began to run on a far-right platform. And Elon Musk all but gave his endorsement to Andrew Tate's bid for prime minister. Elon Musk also has the goal to try to fearmonger on his platform on Twitter even more by saying, it could have been your daughter. This was a few days back in response to a United Kingdom story that a politician was pushing there. Elon, you are quite literally endorsing people like Donald Trump, almost endorsing people like Andrew Tate. You are boosting and pushing the worst people in the algorithm, these far-right white nationalist figures in the UK as well. And you're trying to fearmonger about other people's daughters? It's incredibly despicable work. Very quickly, Trump's eldest son, Don Jr., publicly spoke out against Andrew Tate's detention in Romania, calling it, quote, absolute insanity in a May 2023 tweet. And he appeared on a live stream with him in 2024, while Trump ally and billionaire Elon Musk also backed Andrew Tate's political takes on the UK in a tweet. Trump's youngest son, Barron, also cultivated a relationship with Andrew Tate. I mean, these circles are inseparable. I want you to watch this clip right here. Elon gets absolutely rolled by Zanny Minton Beddoes. He has nothing to say in response.
Nonsense.
Elon, you have, what is it, close to 250 million followers on X.
Yeah.
You say things like,
popular guy.
Quote, civil war in Britain is inevitable. Just a question of when.
On the current trends, yes.
I mean, When were you last in the UK?
A few years ago.
Exactly. So I live there. I'm there the whole time. That is nonsense.
You live out a cloistered existence.
No, I don't, actually. And the numbers also disprove what you say.
What numbers?
All the numbers about crime. London is a much safer city than any city in the United States. Violent crime in the UK is not where you think it is. In fact, it's coming down. You have painted, and because you have so many followers, so many Americans believe it, a kind of view that Europe and the UK are kind of, you know, overrun with terrifying Muslim immigrants. There's rape on every corner. There's a sort of civilizational destruction.
I haven't said any of those things. If you have,
I just showed you a tweet where Elon Musk was like, it could have been your daughter. Literally every day he sends not one, not five, but multiple dozen tweets fear-mongering about immigrants or trans people or about poor people or about brown people. Over and over and over he sends these tweets out. I am not making this up. It is well documented that Elon Musk is always manically tweeting out disinformation about American elections, about Trump, about young Democrats, about everything.
A large and growing, rapidly growing group of people whose beliefs are antithetical to Western beliefs, at some point there will be a reckoning that they will try to implement their views, and those who oppose it will oppose it, and that's what you call civil war. And obviously this is the trend. And you absolutely do live in a cloistered existence. And if you'd like, we can go on a tour of Britain.
Sure. I'd be very happy to come on a tour of Britain.
And you will see
for
yourself.
You come see my country that I live in all the time and you haven't been to a few years ago.
I've been there literally 100 times.
But when was the last time?
Literally a few years ago.
You know what?
Oh, she rolled in there. He hasn't been there in years and he's saying that a civil war is about to break out.
This exercises me because you have really shaped opinion about the UK. And so many Americans I come across and I have conversations with, and they'll be, and I just had one the other day along the order of, oh, London's such a dangerous place. How can you know? There are sort of grooming gangs everywhere. There's violence everywhere. This is a picture that people get from things that you post or that are posted on X. And for example, you're posting for, what was it, 48 hours of Citizen Vigilante. That film, which, yes, you know, paints a dystopian. I've watched it.
Yes.
It was not fun. I watched it yesterday. It's not a very good movie. But it also paints a dystopian picture of Europe, and it glorifies vigilante violence. It glorifies the murdering of a Muslim immigrant family. I honestly think that it is irresponsible for you to put that up on X.
I think that it's a movie, and it's worth watching.
Okay, now pause. It is incredibly fair to call him perhaps the largest hypocrite in the world. He is sitting there and he is trying to morally posture about crime in London, even though he hasn't been there in years. He's trying to backtrack after tweeting out civil war is coming. There is a civil war imminent. He says that there are people with anti-Western values cropping up. You know what the anti-Western values cropping up are? The people who want to amass a lot of wealth and use it to dismantle our democracy. That's anti-Western. Elon Musk is quite literally doing that. But here's the hypocrisy of it all. Elon Musk is somebody who is then boosting far-right sex trafficking figures. What Andrew Tate, so this is an Andrew Tate fan, like a year ago. What Andrew Tate is doing will be studied for many years. Even if he doesn't win and become prime minister, his involvement will transform British politics, create an army of men. Bro, he's in jail now. He's about to be extradited back to a UK jail. He's not being the prime minister or a political leader.
It is our intention to become political figures inside of the United Kingdom.
Bro, oh my God, I just lost IQ points listening to that.
And I will be aiming to be prime minister to fix the mess. And I want
Bro, you're barely going to be able to fix yourself a good meal when you're in jail for years and years and years. Elon Musk responds and says he's not wrong, therefore endorsing the very far-right figures that he claims he's not a part of. Andrew Tate then posted today, day 6 in special housing unit. This is punitive housing for people who murder their cellmates. No commissary, no cell phones, no yard time, the worst possible conditions. I mean, he's tweeting out. He clearly has somebody tweeting out shit on his account to make people feel bad. An absolute clown show. Never forget that after he bought Twitter, One of the first people Elon Musk reinstated was Andrew Tate's. Peter Thiel and J.D. Vance invested money in Rumble, and Rumble then gave Tate a $6 million stream. Right now, to this day, J.D. Vance follows the Tate brothers on Twitter. And I'm not saying that everybody you follow, you directly endorse. Like, I follow Elon Musk on Twitter because I have to track all of his bullshit and then report it at times. But J.D. Vance is the vice president of the United States. The company that you keep reflects on you. And when J.D. Vance is constantly hanging out with these Manosphere freaks and losers, it kind of reflects poorly on him as a Catholic, like good Catholic boy. Andrew Tate is facing 42 criminal charges. Why are these people so lax on him? We now have new chats that expose Andrew Tate's step-by-step manipulation of a trafficking victim, as well as Georgiana's involvement as the bottom bitch, which is the person that helps Andrew Tate. This is some disgusting shit. Andrew Tate even at one point says, "I feel evil." But then he says, "No, never mind. I'm not evil. Let me just show you this." Tate says, this is from Andrew Tate. "Update on the two girls living together. So they became good friends and everything was stable. The girl who moved lost her support networks at home, cemented her move, talked about staying forever. Can't wait for me to come back. So I had to tighten the crew. So I said somebody in your old town told me she worked in a sex club. I literally made this up from this guy, started calling her a liar and threatening to kick her out. But the real goal is to get her to agree to never go anywhere without me, not even her hometown. I need her working, not visiting friends back in her hometown. So putting nails in that coffin, saying my people there are talking bad about her." Bro, he's just manipulating these women, and he even admits that on camera, as I'll show you in 1 minute. He is openly, freely admitting what he does.
"The business is always going to be difficult to manage. It's never going to be easy for you as a one man to have all these women working for you, because you have to fuck the girls. This is a fucking super important." You're probably sitting there with a smile on your face right now. Look at you fuckers. You're all like, yes. "You have to fuck the girls. You cannot sit and do a purely professional business relationship with a female."
He also details how he takes their money, trims it off the top, takes like 70%, and says that they're just being paid as according to their contract, which he doesn't have. He'll sometimes take their passports, allegedly. He'll trap them, isolate, lie to them, manipulate them.
"A girl to work for you, haven't fucked. So the recruitment process is the same as the PhD course. You message them on Instagram. The PhD course is my recruitment system. I don't mention webcam until after I've had sex with the girl. If you're on dates and you're trying to mention it and shit, it just doesn't work. It puts them off."
Yeah, this is a disgusting method in which he traps women by pretending to love them, by taking advantage of women in very bad situations who have no connections or no money at the time, not mentioning webcam work, then springing it upon them when it's too late, distributing it, and it's incredibly, incredibly amoral, illegal, immoral, disgusting, degenerative, abusive. There's a lot of words you can describe, but these texts get even worse. So Andrew Tate described how he just made up out of thin air that this woman had rumors spreading about her in her old town because he wanted to isolate her from her town and make sure she couldn't go back. Here are the texts that he then sent. He said, "You worked in a sex club." She says, "I did not work in a sex club. I'm not lying. Where did you get this from? So you'd rather believe them. I told you the truth. The people want me. No good. I don't know who you have talked to, but it's a lie. I've been only slept with 4 men in my life, and you are one of them. I have never lied to you." So just innocent women who are caught up in a bad time in life are taken advantage of by Andrew Tate, and he makes money off of them. It is disgusting and despicable. We then have more texts. "Started calling her a liar and threatening to kick her out. But the real goal is for her to agree to never go anywhere without me, not even her hometown. I need her working. So putting nails in the coffin." He then links all of these text messages where he says, "You are never going to visit your hometown without me. Understand?" "Yes, I understand. My people there are telling me you talk to tons of men. That's a lie. But as I said earlier, look at me. I'm a simple girl." It's just so disgusting. Andrew Tate then says, "Update. If anyone doesn't know the story, ask the guys here." Andrew Tate then continues with the text. Someone says, "Looks like she's mainly using God to justify her emotions." Tate says, "Another element. Since she moved, she's been fed, but nothing else. She's broke, and she can't go home, and she can't leave the house. Man, I almost sound evil. But I'm not. I'm a shepherd leading the sheep. She doesn't realize that following me makes life better for her, bro. This is the type of ideology that is not only right-wing in nature, but is despicable, is like ancient, and strips autonomy away from people. It's the very same ideology that people like Elon Musk still carry, that they are a leader that should be mass breeding their children. That's why he has like 13 of them. It is despicable that Andrew Tate was so close to the Trump orbit for so long, and I'm very relieved that we now have investigations building into them. We have more from Yasemin Ansari, the Democrat on the Oversight Committee, who said, as an investigative and oversight body with jurisdiction over the entire federal government and Congress, we must use our authorities to determine whether congressional offices, official staff, or political entities facilitated meetings with the Tate brothers and the administration, provided legislative or legal advocacy on their behalf, or interfered with the Tate's ongoing legal and extradition proceedings. I would bet that all of those happened in some form or another, especially the one about interfering with their ongoing process. Then she says, I further request that the committee immediately issue subpoenas for the following people and documents. 1. Department of Justice and state records. 2. White House and agency logs. And 3, Barron Trump. The committee must learn from Barron Trump about his knowledge of the Tate brothers' crimes, if he had any involvement whatsoever, and if he communicated with members of his father's administration or the president himself regarding their legal proceedings. We are going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and you appreciate the fight, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed as we continue to cover this news. I know you all have our back, and we have yours as well. I love all of you. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.